Good morning. I'm Marcus. What's your name? Cheyenne Hunt creaks open her eyes and looks at the figure looming over her. Hair perfectly coiffed, skin pristine but for a few blemishes. His smile, however, only extends to one half of his face. The right eye droops along with the corner of his mouth, the results of a catastrophic neural net failure. Her memories finally thaw, and she recognizes the synthetic. He must have experienced another reset while she was under.
Same as last time, she croaks, fatigue suffusing her bones. I'm Cheyenne, and you're supposed to call me Shy.
He smiles and offers a hand.
You don't seem shy. Allow me to assist.
Said that last time too, bud. Shy wraps weak fingers around his forearm, and he helps her out of the cryopod. Every muscle in her body seems to yawn, and if someone gave her a warm blanket, she might pass back out. Yellow floral print curtains surround her on either side, held in place by collapsible privacy screens. Her vision clears and she recognizes the embroidered roses and hand-carved wooden frames from the antique mall in San Antonio. Scents of lavender and honeysuckle stain the air. There are 8 cryogenic hibernation chambers in the bay, laid out with the heads toward the center, like a star anise seed pod. Shy has always hated this style of cooler. Waking up in her skivvies beside her colleagues could be unpleasant. During their last week on Earth, Shy and Mary decided to remedy the situation with some help from the install techs. It wasn't easy to anchor the cheap screens to the deck of a starship, and it didn't add a ton of privacy, but it helped.
Look at this.
Jerry Fowler's voice comes from the other side of the divider. He sounds rough. His body is on the young side of 70 years old. Given the many stints he's spent in cryo, Shy thinks he must be over 100.
Dang, what's with the herbal diffusers? Marcus, did you turn those on?
Language, Jerry.
Mary Fowler's voice comes from another pod, cutting Marcus off before he can respond.
I just said dang,
Jerry mutters. There's a rustling as if he's trying to extricate himself.
Let Marcus help you up, honey,
Mary says. You don't want to fall like last time.
Duty calls,
the synthetic says to Shy, dropping a cloth robe at the foot of her pod. A moment later, she hears him 2 units away.
Good morning. I'm Marcus.
So I've heard, Jerry says. As always, I'm Jerry. You going to pry me out of this sardine can?
It would be my pleasure.